Blog Talk Radio.
Take it out, cheap, be it over, let me see it, let me see it, be it over, let me see it, see it. Take it out, cheap, be it over, let me see it, let me see it, let me see it.
Take it out, me, you know just what I'm.
Maybe at the club, maybe at the bar. I wanna show you off like a trophy car. If anything is better than nothing at all, nothing at all, nothing on you. I just wanna show you a table for two. All you did was go on a date with a dude.
What?
You know he don't fit, he ain't tailored for you.
What?
You just on a nigga dick cause he sold a brick. Has he ever wrote a hit on some poor shit? That's who you chillin' on the sofa with. I ain't trippin', in a minute it'll be over with. Aye.
You won't be mine, even if it's somebody else.
Right.
Cause not for long.
Right.
Cause not for long. Cause I'm your type, girl. You got the wrong impression.
Right.
Cause not for long. Cause not for long.
Together, hell no, they can't stand it. I wonder if you're matching your bras with them panties. A gorgeous skin tan, hit them all to do damage. The way she hit the high note, we all gonna have Grammys. Marble, not granite.
From the counter
to the shower for an hour. Superpower,
superpower.
That's that mojo.
Yeah, baby.
Austin Powers, search real nigga. I'ma pop up in your brother. Hey, so go on, get your body wet. Panties off, we ain't made it to the lobby yet. Put you on gang, girl, so it's obvious. I'll give you the word if you ain't got it yet. Bobby.
You won't be mine, even if it's somebody else's. Cause not for long.
Right.
Cause not for long. Cause I'm your type, girl. You got the wrong impression.
Right.
Cause not for long.
Be like I told you so.
You won't be mine,
be my girl.
Even if it's somebody,
even if it's somebody else.
What's up? This is your girl, Mimi Plush CEO, back in effect, full in effect. Man, I know that music brings y'all back some memories, not too long. And I'm over here just jamming and vibing during this corona time. Everybody practicing social distance. Everyone sitting in the house. Everybody vibing. Tonight, we're going to cut it short and sweet, but we're introducing and starting off tonight with BBW, After Dark. We're going to get in the good, the bad, the ugly. We're going to talk about artists. We're going to talk about the girls. We're going to even get down to the nitty-gritty of things. So, with that being said, I'm Mimi, your co-host, Plush CEO, and I got my boy, Drizzo. He's also on here as well. He's going to come through and talk about some upcoming things he got going on and what he thinks about this BBW movement and how he feels about the BBW industry. What's up, Drizzo? Introduce yourself.
What's good, Mimi? Thanks a lot for having me on tonight. Ain't tonight a beautiful night?
Yes, indeed.
Tonight is a beautiful night, man. I'll tell you that. I've been outside already. Feels good to step outside after all this corona stuff.
Well, they've been having Houston on lockdown for a minute, man. We've been locked down to the point where now they're saying that the domestic violence has picked up. Everybody choking each other out in the house. Everybody can't stay in the house with each other because We've been locked down so long, we're tired of looking at the same person over and over again. That is crazy. Domestic violence has picked up in Houston due to the corona, practicing staying inside. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this reminds you about the inside, man, you know, about the jail system, man. You know, once you've been there for so long, you start getting out your character, man, you know. That's why I'm glad it's done, but at the same time, I really don't condone it. Because it just makes us step out of character, and that's what this corona is doing. It's trying to gel us in, man. That's what it's trying to do. No cap.
Well, the thing how I feel about the corona thing, and that's good that you say that, because it's like, and metaphorically speaking, it is kind of like being caged. It's like we're on the lab rats, and they're experimenting on us, and we're trapped in this maze, and we're just going in circles, and they just don't know what to do. So they're just making us like, oh, who got corona now? And they doing all these testing, and it's, these numbers are going up, but then they like, we got to let everybody get out of there. Everybody's going crazy. We need to get back to the world. We got to open up the world, but you're opening up the world, but the deaths are still rising. That is crazy. I don't even
mm-hmm.
understand.
You know what? You know what, Ms. Clutch? It's going to always keep rising. You know, once the virus starts, it's never going to really truly end. All they can do is, you know, sustain it. And I also think about, you know, how they want to implement these, you know, vaccines and shots. Like, you know, all they really doing is tagging us even more and more. That's what they doing. And, you know, only the awoken people, you know, the people that's awake and know what's going on, what's truly going on, they going to stay away from it no matter what, you know. You know, they're making us do things we should have been doing. We should all be washing our hands. We should all practice social distancing sometimes. Stuff we should have been doing, you know. And it just makes me feel like, you know, I'm starting to see what's really going on. You know, I'm just really starting to see everything unfold how it is in the Bible, you know, religious speaking. And, it's just, you know, because I'm a religious person. And I'm just starting to see what's really going on out here. Like, I see it unfold because I'm awoke. My eyes are wide open. And I just wish everybody else's eyes be open around this time because you can see it. And you're going to really feel it. You're really going to feel it. I promise you. I'm telling you, it's unfolding, man.
Well, my thing is this. Okay, like, I understand that we're supposed to been practicing washing our hands. We're supposed to been practicing all of these things. But if you notice that our bodies are designed to be around a certain amount of germs, that's why people can work at the fast food restaurants and they can take the money and not get sick, or they can continue to, you know, breathe and talk to each other, or they can walk inside of Walmart without having to wear a mask, because our body is made up of 99% of germs. So we're able to take that in. But when you have such a powerful COVID-19 type of virus where it's more than just our germs and it takes over your body, there's nothing you can really do about that. You can't really just fight it on your own. Your body needs to try to, you know, fight it. And we can't all do that. Like they said, some people have existing health issues, but some people that don't have existing health issues. So I really think, I don't know, I really don't want to just get into really too much detail on the COVID-19 thing, because it's a lot. We can go on a whole night about this. We're going to get back into the BBW lifestyle and how it affects, and how COVID-19 affects the BBW lifestyle and how it affects everyone's life.
Right.
Do you have any questions that you have for me?
I got quite a few. I just growing question. I really want to know. I don't want to get down. I want to know how long you've been in this industry. You know, I want to know, you know, how many years. I want to know the sweats and everything. You know, how long you've been in it.
Well, wow. Let's see. I would have to say 20 years.
Oh.
20 years. Almost 20 years I've been in this industry. And when I say been in the industry, I've been on both sides of the industry. I've been that person that worked at the strip clubs as a waitress. I was always that plus size girl that everyone looked at and be like, oh man, she big, but she working in this skinny girl club. Oh man, she taking our drinks. I've always been that bigger size female that the skinny girls look down at and be like, why is she working here? Why she's here? You know, and I really, 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 really hate that the fact that they made big people or big women feel so downgraded. It's like they looked upon, they looked down on us, and I hated that. So when I was waitressing, even though I made really good money because of my personality, and I was money hungry and I was money driven, that's what made me keep on striving. But deep down in my heart, I was like, there's got to be a place for big girls to have the same type of give the same type of entertainment, and men could lust over, men can like it, tip, and it's not, it couldn't be just all the Barbie doll built women. And so I kept on Googling, I looked and researched and found out that there was other, there was like maybe one or two other companies that was thinking the same vision as me. And they was already doing it, but they was doing like house parties or private parties. And I was thinking to myself, why in the hell do people still have to close in BBWs? Why does BBW still have to be sheltered in a house? Why do they have to be, oh, closet females, like only the guys that don't want nobody to know they like BBWs to come out and see them? And it's, and I still felt some type of way. I was never really satisfied with just, okay, we're having a BBW party. Let's bring out all the BBW fat girl lovers and just come and put them in the same room. I didn't want to stop at that. I didn't want to stop at that because I know where I used to come from, and I used to cater to the skinny girls. I used to bring their drinks. I didn't want to stop there. I was like, no, we need to be up on this stage. We need to be dancing on this pole. I don't care if it's a skinny girl next to us. We need to be the one that's dancing on this pole. We need to have someone on here with us, the guys around us lusting off the big girls and the thighs and the dimples. I don't care. But there got to be somebody that's out here that want to see us. And I didn't stop until I made that happen. That's period.
Okay, okay. You know, and you know, and from the looks of it and what I'm hearing, it was a struggle at first. You know, you're trying to find what you wanted to do with everybody. You knew you wanted to grow as a BBW influencer, but at first, you know, you had to create a team around you, and that's exactly what you did. You've been doing it for exactly 20 plus years, you know. And, you know, that's what's so great about it, man, how you can do something for so long and just watching it grow and more, especially at the point you're at now, you know. I can feel, as you can say, you are the one who started really the BBW stuff. It was another couple of people that started it also, but, you know, you're really pushing it, you know. And that's good. That's good. I got another question for you, though, Mimi. Got another
okay.
one for you. All right. This one should be good. What are some of your accomplishments?
Well, my number one accomplishment was is to get the BBWs inside of a real strip club. A little quick story. I started off as doing artist management as well. And it was once upon a time I felt like I would never be able to do the things that I wanted to do or accomplish the things I wanted to accomplish. So I started dealing with artists, and I was dealing with dancers, and I was at this little lounge one day, and there was no pole in the lounge, and the girls was just in there turning up with their clothes on, looking all cute and sexy. And this guy came up to me, and he was like, I like what you're doing. I love what you're doing with the BBW girls. I just think that this lounge thing is not for you. I think that maybe you should step your game up a little bit. And I was like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. I've always wanted this opportunity. And then we set up and had a meeting, and he was like, okay, so, hey, look, we're going to give you a Tuesday, and we're going to call it Fat Tuesdays, and we're going to invest everything we got to make this pop. And we're going to bring out the baddest BBWs. We're going to push this night. We're going to promote this night. And we're going to make this night go viral. And we did. And even though it was a struggle, it was a challenge because there were still small girls in there, but my mission was completed because all I ever wanted was to give a BBW a chance to even step a foot in a regular strip club. And whether they had to dance against the skinny girls or whether they had to dance alone, I wanted them to be in a strip club environment, to be able to get on that stage, to be able to look at the people to watch them. So I feel like I achieved that. And I feel like no matter where I go from here, I've always done what I said I was going to be able to do. And I brought a lot of people along the way, and I lost a lot of people along the way. But I've never gave up on my vision, and I never gave up on my dream. And with that being said, after I did the BBW night, and that night ended, I took it further, a step further than that, and I'm the first woman BBW owner of the strip club in Houston. In Houston, I'm the very first woman owner of a BBW dance club hookah lounge in Houston. That was a big achievement in my life. And like I said about achievements, achievements are something that you never thought that you could ever do, but you do them, and you make something out of it. Doesn't matter the outcome. It doesn't matter what happened after you achieved it. It's the fact that you achieved and you made it happen. And it doesn't matter if the club is still popping today or tomorrow, or if it ended 2 days later, if it still was going on 2 years later, I still reached that goal, and I still achieved that goal. And that's all that ever matters to me, is to make an achievement. That means that's another notch on my belt that I can actually say I did. And that's right there, I can always pat myself on the back for that reason alone.
Amen, amen. You know, and that's what I'm talking about. This is what this life is all about. You know, this life is all about, you know, how you want to make it, what you want to do in life. You know, people going to help you along the way. God going to always help you along the way. You know, it's all about what you going to do with your life. And you know what? From the looks of what you told me, you done did, and you are currently doing a great job. You know, and I appreciate for somebody to actually care about people. You know, like you do. Because I know they give you a hard time. They got to give you a hard time. I know they do. Because, I mean, let's be real. People will always be people, you know. And, you know, I give people a hard time. We all give people a hard time. It is what it is. But you stay with it, you know. And that shows how strong you is and how much of a leader you is, Miss Plush. And that's exactly what this world needs, okay. That's exactly what this world needs, right?
Well, it's definitely a struggle. In any business, in any good business, you're going to have your ups and your downs. And even with McDonald's, or even with any type of restaurant, even any start of business, you're going to have your thieves. You're going to have your naysayers. You're going to have the people that don't like the way your stuff looks. You're going to have the girls that's mad at you because you've done something that they always wanted to do. You're going to have the girls that's mad at you because they didn't want to, that you couldn't work with them. You're going to have people that stole from you. You're going to have people that hate your guts, that's going to threaten you. You're going to have all those things. That's just further lets you know that you're in the right path, because without negativity, right, there is no growth. If there's nobody in there to tell you, hey, you're a piece of shit every day, hey, I'm getting a phone call every day, you're stuck, that means I'm doing something right, because that means something somebody sees inside of me that they hate so bad that they got to find something to say about me that's so negative. And I, hey, people like that, they just make me thrive to do better, because I don't listen to that negative crap. Because one thing I know for sure, that until they actually walk in my shoes or actually did and accomplished the things I've done, they could never, ever, ever, ever stoop to my level on anything, yeah, or any aspect. So, you know, just sometimes you just got to take constructive criticism and roll with it and keep it pushing. And I know that there's somebody calling in and listening right now. If you're trying to join in as a host, or you have any questions for us, and you're in online right now, press 1. You have to press 1 to become to get online with us. If you're trying to come in and you're listening right now, when you dial the number, which is 83, I'm sorry, when you dial the number, when you click on the link, please press 1. And if not, okay, I got 3 callers. It says I have 3 callers calling in. We're gonna let you.
Let me shout out some people real quick that's most likely the ones calling in. You know, the way this life is, you have to have your circle small. You can't trust everybody. And for that being said, I have a few people that I really trust, and I know they ain't gonna never stab my back like Jason. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and shout out my boy Mike Davis. Okay, that's probably the person that's calling in. I want to shout out my boy Lil Brandon, Big Brandon, Dez, Sykes, Z-Mos, Debo, you know what I mean, Melvin, you know, Jay, you know, Key Pouncey, my boy Q-Doll, you know, shout out my family, you know, shout out God first and foremost. You know, shout out the people that's actually been there for me in my life and just, you know, can really be there for everybody else, you know. And I appreciate everybody that's on this live right now, that's on the radio. I'm going to go ahead and let, you know, the caller that's calling in, I'm going to go ahead and be quiet. But I just wanted to throw that out there, man. You got to keep your circle small because can't trust everybody.
He pretty much just threw his whole hood out, y'all. Y'all heard that? Next thing you know, he'll be like, shout out Pit Ward, shout out Jersey Village, shout out Cypress Creek. I mean, really? He gonna just shot the whole world out, y'all. But whoever got the phone number ending in 2315, make sure you hit the 1. We're gonna go ahead and add our first caller in. We do have 3 callers in. 3 callers. We're gonna go ahead and add our first caller. Caller, are you with us? Caller number 1, are you with us? Okay, caller number 2. Anybody that's calling in, make sure y'all press 1.
2315 is Mike.
Okay, 2245, you online. You can go ahead and talk. Okay. 2245, you're online. You can go ahead and talk.
Rico! Rico!
He's so pity.
Rico!
That's Lil Brandon. What's good, Lil Brandon, man? That boy there, man. What you got to say, man?
Hold on. What? Who else? What? We have 2315. I'm trying to get all of y'all online right now. Okay, call dropped. 2245. Caller dropped. Who's next on the caller list? Once I get online, if I press 1, just say hello.
Yeah, just say hello so we know who you is.
Okay, so, well, if anybody have not pressed 1, we're about to go on break. We're going to play at least 3 songs, and if you're calling in and doing our songs, just wait on hold, and we're going to join y'all in our next section. We're going to take a little mini break. We've been talking about some great stuff. We done talked about a little bit of everything. We done shout out the world. He done shout out his hood. He done had his homeboy school call in. Like, it's on and popping tonight. It's on and popping.
It's lit.
We about to,
tonight,
go into some good music. We about to go into 3 songs, good music. And if you're calling in, make sure y'all press 1 to get through. All right.
Thank you. Another one. Another one.
We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from Maytag. Rock a wrist on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down tonight. Cause I can live some things that I'm gonna do. Wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat her like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. I could tell you gone off the doors. Careful, mama, why would you say? You talking to me like your new babe. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And hey, you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl red, shit on brown. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I with you,
all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
What's up, what's up? We back full effect. It's your host, Plush Beauty, talking about the BBWs and the ins, the outs, the ugly, the good, the bad, all of that. Y'all, excuse me from the old school music. Next week, we will be up to date on some of the new music. We're having some technical difficulties with the download and upgrading of some music. If y'all want to get your music played, make sure y'all email me at Plush Beauty Models.
Miss Plush, I just want to go ahead and all my condolences, all my prayers and thoughts to the family of Sean Dadon. He just got murdered for no reason by the police, and they left his body out there in the woods for 4 hours so far, and I'm looking at it right now. Just got word for me. I'm very deeply sad for the mama. She's out there screaming and crying right now. At the police, mm-hmm. Just standing there in the middle of nowhere, just standing there.
What are you talking about?
I just wanted to go ahead and just put that out there, man, what's going on around the area. You know, it's real sad about what happened. But, yeah, let's get back to it.
You said something happened in your area?
Something happened in the area of Indiana. So I just wanted to go ahead and put that out there, what's going on. You know, it's really messed up how they did him. They said he was armed. He was really unarmed, and he was just trying to get away. But, you know how that goes.
Okay. My condolences go out to all this, all the murders, all the deaths. It's horrible out here. It's horrible out here. So you have any more questions for me, or you want to talk about anything in Pacific?
Yeah, I got a question. What's the next move for the Plush Beauty Entertainment? What do y'all got coming up? Any events? What's going on during this quarantine time?
Well, during quarantine time, we usually have the clubs, and the clubs have been affected, and they were closed down So we end up doing like some type of some small events. We're being the social distancing, we're practicing social distance, so we try not to do any big parties or overdo it. Maybe we'll still practice percussion, everybody still has a mask over their face, everybody still wore the things they needed to wear during this time if they needed to just practicing social distance and making sure that we all stay clean and everything like that. Now, I do have some exciting news, and I'm going to be hosting, and also I'm going to be probably a special feature in an event coming up in July. Yes, indeed, it's going to be a second annual event. I will be coming in as a feature. We got a couple of little small events here and there. We're just kind of trying to see where the Houston guidelines with the social distance. They let Houston open up Houston gradually, but we still got some of the salons and some of the places still closed, which means that some of the BBWs can't really get their nails and their hair done, girl. I know y'all mad, but I know one thing. It's some people that do it from their house. If you want the info of who do sew-ins and who do hair from their homes, who do the braids, who do the nails, hit me up on my IG, Plush Beauty Entertainment 2020. I can get you down and get you hooked up with who got the swag going on the hair. Because if you anything like me, these dogs are hollering. I'm telling you, my feet look like I've been kicking sand for about 30 days straight sand. I got to do something better with these feet, I promise. But wait till they open back up. I'm going to be the first one, and I'm going to be stepping on people's heads to make sure I get this pedicure, because I definitely need it. Definitely need it.
Okay,
what else?
Okay. I can't wait till all this stuff pop off. My mind is just racing thinking about it right now, Ms. Flush. Like I said, the BBW movement has been growing, day by day, year by year. And that's what's good about it. It never stops. So that's good that it's all this is going down. So, that's all I really have to say about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it alive. Like I said, there's good and bad in every industry. You're gonna have the BBW girls in the group. Whenever you have a BBW movement or a BBW group, there's going to be a multiple personalities. There's going to be a lot of women that don't like each other. And that's just how it is. Not everybody can dance together. Not everybody can get along together. And you just got to be mindful of who you're working with. And it's just all about getting that bag and just collecting that cash and that money and just go ahead and go home.
Right. That's true.
I heard that you was doing some music as well. Tell me a little bit about your music and what inspired you to get into the music industry.
Miss Jackson. Well, it came down to the music. It all started in 2011. It all started really truly as a way of being trying to cope, getting ready for high school. I had my doubts about high school. I didn't know how it was gonna go for me. So I started writing down lyrics. I started making YouTube videos. As a matter of fact, I still got them. I still got the OG YouTube videos of my first song I ever made, which was I made that song in high school, my freshman year, because I was failing biology, and then close to the time the report card came out, she ended up passing me with a 90 something. So I was like, hold on. So I went home, made a song. I was like, she passed me. Came up from the 50s, ended up in the 90s, you know? I was my first song, I felt proud. So after that, I didn't think nothing of it. But when I was, you know, I played football. So when we was in the locker room getting ready for a game, we used to beat on the lockers, make beats. So I used to just freestyle. And they're like, Rico, you can really rap, man. And I'm in my head, I'm pumping myself. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm locking rap, yeah. That's me. Yeah, Rico Production, you know what I mean? So after that, I knew I really had some talent. So I started really blasting off with it, making more songs. I say 2018, going on 2019, I dropped my first album. Y'all going to better hear a snippet of that next time we go live. If y'all want to go hear it now, Drizzo on SoundCloud. My background is like an orange background. You're going to be able to tell it's me. It's one of the songs that Sorry Can't Say. So y'all look for that. But, yeah, man, you know, that's really inspired me to do music. And I'm actually still working on music now. I'm going to be dropping another project soon. Right now I'm just getting all the kinks and stuff out the way. Once all this corona stuff ends, I can finally go back to the, you know, go back to the war room, you know. But, yeah, man, that's what really inspired me to do this music stuff. Waiting on my moment, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, it's going to be, y'all going to hear a snippet of it next time we go live. Like I said, y'all can go to SoundCloud and hear the whole album, you know, Drizzo, D-R-I-Z-Z-O, D-R-I-Z-Z-O, you know, real easy, real simple. But, yeah, Miss Jackson, that's how I started with music, man, you know.
Well, I'd like to introduce my other co-host. His name is Tay. He got a couple of things I want to say as well. And as we go toward wrapping it up for tonight, and we're going to be back at it, not on Wednesdays, but we're going to be normally back at it on Tuesdays. I'm going to introduce my co-host, Tay. We're going to answer some more questions. We're going to listen to some more music. And then we're going to get into our how can we be reached and how can we be booked and closing or taking any callers. So just let me know.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can y'all hear me? What's going on? What's up? All right, so, I do got a question, and you do got a caller as well that wants to speak. So, how you want to do it? Which one you want to do first?
Let's get the caller first.
All right, let's bring the caller in. 2618, you're live on there. Oh, they hung up. I guess they got cold feet. Since we brought them on, they hung up. That's the second time that happened, too.
Wow. I don't know. They
probably
got shot or something.
That's crazy. Yeah, but Mimi, I was wondering, what inspired you to, really get into the industry? Like, where did that motivation come from?
What inspired me?
Yeah.
Well, the question is kind of similar to the one that you asked me. But what pretty much inspired me is just watching skinny girls being able to flaunt and do what they want to do. And BBWs are not being appreciated for being a plus-size beautiful woman, and they can offer and do the same things that any other skinny woman can do. So that inspired me.
Yeah, no doubt. It's just like, because I always kind of wonder, like, it always seemed to be like a rivalry with, like, the slim girls and, plus-size women. Ever since Monique, the Queens of Comedy or whatever, and that whole thing with you skinny bitches and all of that. And it's like, it's just always been like a rivalry of like, you know, the thin girls, the plus size girls. But it seems to me, as of lately, like thicker women have been winning, because you remember, like, back in the day, you wouldn't really see a lot of, like, real thick women getting a lot of shine, getting a lot of magazines, photo shoots, being, like, successful models and stuff, and it seems like it's starting to change, but you agree?
Yes. I'm fat. I'm eating. I just had a whole fat girl moment, y'all, on air with a piece of chicken hanging out my mouth. He was like, you agree? I'm going to come out a piece of chicken. I'm serious. I'm like, I have ate all day, and it's like dinner time. They come in with some KFC, y'all. You don't never bring no chicken to a fat girl. Some KFC and talk about
talking about. I'll tell you, hey, I'm slimming, and you can't do that to me, so.
Okay, I'm talking about skinny people don't even want no chicken in front of them. But yeah, nowadays, like, the BBW community has grew. Like, we could do magazines now. They got models now. You got the BBW singing on stage now. Look, I mean, Lizzo, she's taking over, you know? I mean, BBWs are taking over the Instagram. Like, it used to be the skinny girls twerking on Instagram. Now you got BBWs all over the place, all over Instagram. Yeah, we're taking over for real, for real.
Yeah. And it's like, even when it comes to adult films, it's like most men I know, shooting through myself, like, we want the, what they call it, the ebony joints? Like, we want that. Like, we want the thick. We want the thick woman. Like, we don't want the little model 120 chicks. We don't really want to see them perform. We want to see the thick 200 pounds, you know what I mean? Stacked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, double D's, triple D's, you know?
When it comes out to adult movies.
That's what we
want. When it comes out to adult movies, I don't think nobody wants to watch a bag of bones do anything. Like, only thing that's gonna happen with a skinny girl is you're gonna get hungry. You're gonna get hungry watching her. Like, really? Like, have you ate today before you even did that whole film? I know you're tired, girl. I know you need some nourishment. Maybe make you some macaroni and cheese and some greens. You wanna see some meat? You want to see some meat flapping? You want to see some big breasts or something?
Now
the skinny girls are getting booty implants, big breasts, and stuff. They're trying to get thick now.
Yeah, they even trying to they even like getting like the injections and implants. So it seems like they like, if you like, to me, if you thick, at least in the black community, if you thick, you win it. You know what I mean? And it's good to see that, because it used to be like the confidence. You can see the confidence of like the thick woman, you know, the curvy woman, like the BBWs. You see, it's not like it used to be where it's like shameful. You know what I mean? Maybe like now y'all like blossoming, like y'all like, you know what I mean, shining and able to make money and able to have millions of followers on Instagram. And it never was like that back in the day. So that's all I wanted to say. Like, you know, it's just cool to see, like, you know, it's an avenue, you know, for that type of woman, you know, like, you ain't, you're just not just thrown on the back burner no more, you know?
Yep, that's true. Meanwhile, I'm still stuffing my face now.
Oh, Lord.
I tell y'all what, we're going to go on some break. This chicken good, motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
Where is it from? Where you get it from?
KFC. KFC.
Oh,
I don't like KFC.
Yeah.
Why y'all like KFC? Nobody like that greasy ass Texas chicken.
I think that chicken. Chicken is whack. I like Popeyes, man. I can't do KFC.
Well, Popeyes is more for the Cajun taste, right? More fried Cajun.
Right. But I'm saying Popeyes, like, that's us. That's more flavor, more seasoning. That's black, more like black people type chicken, you know? I don't know what that KFC is, man.
KFC is more of the white type.
You feel me?
No, I'm not for white people.
Man, what you eating though?
KFC and macaroni. But anyway, we're going to break out while I stuff my face. And when we get back, we're going to get into some closing things and talk about some last topics, and we're going to come back to y'all.
The world going crazy about this right now, man. Crazy.
Let's get to it.
I already know what it is. You got another one, boy. ATL. Yeah.
Just throw it in the bag.
What's up, Brooklyn? What's up, son?
What's up, Fabo?
Hey, man. I got that black MX with me. AKA that throw it in the bag card. Yeah. My baby girl, I treat that lady well. Ain't nothing so-so, and I know JD well. A couple Benzes, black, white, Gracie L. Got looking like they weave me some Mercedes sale. Don't wonder what I do, just know they pay me well. They keep that Gucci and that Louis on my lady L. That's the way we feel. Must be nice, man. You with the right man. You ain't got a price then. Or ask how much, not what I look like. Son, I'm from Brooklyn, what it look like. You get it, cause I got it so you get it. In Miami, they say don't stop, get it Mommy do the speedy, daddy do the duffel. Bag full of chips, we ain't talking Russell.
Tomorrow.
March Madness. All these cops shooting lick tragic. Don't know why they living lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average. Dirty money in the cup. 45 by my good. My young nigga in the cup. Take you out for some joints. Count this money, no rush. I'm on the one way flush. Loud pack smelling mustard. Fuckin' police can't touch me. Fuckin' police can't touch me. Fuckin' niggas can't touch me. Apply the pressure with the VVS. I drive the foreign like it was a shit. Drive the foreign like it was a shit. Lip it up and on and off. Fuckin' Cougar like she Holly Berry. Future hit the dirty sprite legendary. Greatest of the time for. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up, you know the Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll of pound up a gas. Put the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the ones that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, niggas gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the March Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. I'm the one that living lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she has it. Fuck all the basic bitch. We gon' wake up and smoke up some blood and fuck. She gon' keep it so real with a nigga that I'ma come back and always gon' fuck with her. Been a curve and a spray like a model bus. I was working and serving in Nautica. I get high till I'm higher than mercury. Fuck around, teach you that recipe. Fuck around, you gon' be out of here. Make it stay hung like a nigga with jewelry. Soon as that work hit the city, we move it. Post up in honest and shoot us a movie. Post up in honest and shoot us a movie. Play the tool inside the club and just in case a nigga ever gotta use it. Get a paint a coat and pour it up, nigga. Dirty soda in the time for. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to NASA. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll of pound up a gas. Put the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the ones that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, niggas gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the March Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. I'm the one that living lavish. Like I'm playin' for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average.
Y'all niggas killers now. Oh, catch you coming out your fucking crib, nigga. Yeah, catch a fucking bullet, nigga. Hey, yo, I break bread, ribs, $100 bills, peel on the cotties, another four wheels, write a book full of medicine and generate meals. Tore the album, only for more sales. We used to catch those on the block with krills. Now it's paid shows, promoters post up bills. Sign deals only if the math is real. If we can't match numbers, then you can't have the head nigga in charge of shit. Live nigga rhymes artists, pardon. P-Dub shines regardless, remorseless. Haunt niggas like poltergeist. My advice for it, get like that. Just think twice before you move on it. Put jewels on it, who want it? Loose niggas make the news when we start forming. Snatch stripes off a nigga's uniforms often. Doing it bad to death, your way out to jurisdiction. Why niggas bullshit on the grill? I don't fuck around, Dunny. It's most real, I keep it though, nigga. Yo, let me back up on, let me back up, go, go. Why niggas bullshit on the grill? I don't fuck around, Dunny. The smoke's real. I gave birth to your whole style and fail. I do it still. To hold my dick in public. Cock blower. Duplicate rap cloner. That's me and you do it live on stage for Dolo. I smack niggas like you. Smash niggas by the tools. Grab niggas by the throat. Show them proof. Rhymes cocky. Crazy ill man rowdy. Did a buck off of my shit and rap to Audi. Temperamental. I snap quick. Very touchy. And yo, my attitude. Dude is all fucked up and real shitty. I rap like no one out there can fuck with me. You feel different, niggas see me. I throw a TV at you crazy. Bitches say P, you crazy. A pain in the ass now, but fuck you, pay me. I'm no shorty, nigga, I stop your glory. I'm a Durham Street nigga for real. You just applaud me, avoid P, man. Take your baby mom's advice. I'm nothing sweet, here with the guns. You pay the price when you see me in the street. Soldier, salute me, you just a groupie. Oh, you gangster, you shoot me. Who gives a fuck, really? I miss my nigga twin, kill me, so I could join the rest of my force up in the heaven. You rap niggas make me laugh, y'all crazy ass, and I don't give a fuck what you sold. That shit is trash, bang this, cause I guarantee that you bought it. Heavy airplay all day with no chorus. I keep it dirt, nigga.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Plus, and I'm back in the snack, and I'm fat, and I'm full, and my face got a bunch of grease on my cheeks, but I ain't tripping. Who tripping? It's a BBW world, boo. Period, poo. I hate that saying. All the girls be like, period, poo. Like, who the hell is poo? I'm still trying to figure out who the hell is poo. My name ain't poo. My name is Plush. Like, what's up with the period, poo? You guys, I wanted to thank you guys for streaming in. For those who have called or tried to call but couldn't get through, if you see my link out there, hit the link, press 1. Once you press 1, we'll be able to add you to, you know, as the host, or you can ask you some questions. If you want something you got to promote, if you got a party or something coming up, if you got a business you want to talk about, get at me. Hit me up in my DM. I'm on Facebook under Mimi Plush CEO, which is M-E-E space Plush CEO. DM me and say, hey, how can I get a part of your radio station? And you want to follow my movements, what I'm doing, what are my next moves? I got some exciting coming up, but I can't really talk about it. I'm going to talk about it next Tuesday, but I'm not going to talk about it tonight because I got some underlying haters out there. And they might try to move in on some shit I'm trying to do. And so you can't never let your left hand know what your right hand got going on. So, but I'm excited at the same time. And it's like when one door closes, another door opens. As far as in BB Plush Beauty Entertainment, BBW Movement in Houston, we are Houston-based. But I am airing all around the world right now. So everybody pretty much can hear us, like, the whole world. Like, this is live podcasting or live streaming or whatever you call it. Everybody can hear my voice. Everybody can know what's going on. If you're looking to become a BBW Plush Beauty entertainer, you can. It's simple. You can DM me on my Instagram under Plush Beauty ENT 2020. Or you can hit me on Facebook under Mimi Plush CEO. Either way it go, send me your pictures, and I can get you started. What I'm looking for right now are BBW pole dancers, women that can actually put on a show, that are not shy, that don't have a problem talking to people, you know. A person that has a positive surrounding, a person that's about promoting themselves, growing, because they know one person stays the same forever. The whole purpose of me being a BBW influencer, or a BBW movement, as I should say, is to help the amateur BBW to get off the ground and to get started and get out there to where they can make a name for themselves. Do you think any of these females that I help make a name for themselves, do you think any of them really just say thank you or, hey, Mimi, oh, man, I appreciate what you've done? It don't work that way. This is a cutthroat industry, and people, you can put people on all the money in the world, and they can still shit on your name, and they can still shit on your title, and they can still take that money and still go and still talk down on you and treat you like you nothing. But you got to remember, you in the industry of adult entertainment, You can't let nobody treat you no kind of way. You got to also remember you're a boss. It don't matter what type of business you start. It could be a truck stop business. It can be a mom and pop business. You are a boss. You are a CEO. You are the founder of whatever it is that you found. You can't let nobody belittle you and make you seem like you're nothing. No matter how much you help them, you pray for them and you keep moving. Because guess what? All the people that I've ever helped and everybody that ever rocked with Plush Beauty have made some type of money off of me. And I don't take none of that back because I did what I said I can do. I brought what I said I could bring to the table. If you came and worked for my event and you put in $20 and walked away with $300, or you put in $20 and walked away with $80, or you put in nothing but walked away with something, that means I still did my job. So if you're looking for a CEO that has your best interest in heart, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect because nobody's perfect, and trust me, it's mess and drama in any BBW movement you join. It's mess and drama with any BBW company, period, because there's a lot of women. Women are women. Women are catty. Nobody is friends in this shit. Ain't nobody's friends in this industry. You think you're going to make a best friend while you twerking on the stage? She's looking at you like, how can I slide these $2 off of this bitch on the side of me? Ain't nobody looking at you as, can I go out on the, and we can go get our toes and our hair and our nails done? Ain't no motherfucking friendship in this game. You got to recognize game in this industry. You got to recognize who's in this industry to make this money. Y'all get on that stage, y'all make this bag, and take your asses home. Stop trying to chitter-chat and talk about each other and people behind their back, that's how shit gets started. Like, I had to learn that the hard way because I'm one of the people that I make friends with people real quick, and I'm old school, so I'm going to hear everyone. I'm going to hear everything, but I can't always have an input on everybody's situation, because when you start putting in or saying stuff, that's when your name gets thrown in the mix. So as a CEO, I had to reevaluate and revamp myself because I'm not perfect. I have to sit back and constantly critique myself and be like, shut up, don't say this, shut up, don't say that. Let them figure it out on their own. Let me help with this. Let me just do my part. So that's the things that I encounter with in this industry. It's like I said, it's a cutthroat industry. You got to be tough, and you just got to be able to know that you're coming here to make some money, feed your family, and go home. You don't necessarily have to be friends with everyone. I just want everyone to know that, because a lot of people have asked me in my inbox, is it hard work? Is this something that you think that I can do? And, yeah, it is. It's not hard work. Is this something I think you can do? Yes, you can do it if you put your mind to it. I mean, and then they ask the other question, do I have to do all that other stuff too? Do I have to have sex for money? No, you don't. You're an entertainer. You're here to entertain, to be someone's fantasy. You're someone's fantasy, you're entertaining, and you take your ass home, you make your money. You don't have to leave with anyone. Don't ever let no one tell you that you have to do anything. You got to think and love yourself more first and foremost before anything, before anybody else can love you. So, with that being said, I inspired a lot of BBW women out there, and I'm steady inspiring. What made me get back into the radio industry? Because I am transitioning. As I got older, I'm transitioning. I'm co-editing on a book right now. I'm working on a book, and I'm working on a lot of other little stuff, and I'm back modeling, so I'm not going to be able to just be all in like I used to be, because I'm back modeling myself. I am rebuilding my own personal brand up for myself as well, because I have a lot of fans out there that really wants to see me back modeling. And it doesn't matter how old you are, how big you are, how tall you are. If you're a BBW and you're beautiful and you think you got what it takes, you can join Plush Beauty Entertainment. I don't turn too many people down. You just got to be positive and promote. That's it. Okay.
That's true.
Okay, so I have a caller. Caller 7244 wants to speak. Caller 7244, if you're listening to the stream and you're calling back, Please press 1. Please press 1. A lot of people get that confused when they call to hear the stream. They want to listen to the stream, but if you want to actually talk to me or have any questions for me, you would definitely have to press 1. I'm not going to be much longer on here. I actually have 10 minutes left. We started broadcasting a little late, but yeah. 10 o'clock is when I'm going to definitely kind of end this. So, you want to call in, caller? Please call in. Hit the click the link and press 1. Or if you just want to listen to us and live stream with us, you can. If you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, if you just want to get it off your chest, you can do that too. But what we won't do is call in on the live stream, and we don't condone nothing negative. So only positive comments or positive topics only. If you call in and say anything negative or you start to sound like you got some beef on your chest and all that, you will immediately get blocked and hung up on. This is a positive movement. We're trying to build, revamp, and we don't take anything negative at all on none of our calls. So, with that being said, callers, if you still want to click in, go ahead. Anything else my co-hosts want to talk about? We got Drizzo, we got Tay in on the phone. Drizzo, Tay, I know I've been talking my ass off. I'm kind of fat and full of chicken and macaroni and cheese. Damn near sleeping. I got to watch my LMN because, you know, since quarantine time, I think Lifetime has been my friend. Me and Lifetime about to be best friends. I know every character there is. When I turn the TV on, I be like, oh, that's Susie May. Oh, no, that's the next one. I mean, golly, they all the same characters. They just rotate through movies. I promise you. Drizzo, you still online?
I'm still here.
I can barely hear you, Drizzo. Tay?
I'm still here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm
I can't
here.
Hear y'all, so.
Can you hear me?
Hold
you
on.
Can't hear me?
It's probably just me.
Chicken grease.
Right.
Got it in your phone.
There you go. Okay.
You hear us better now?
Yeah, someone was calling in on my personal line.
Oh, okay.
Real quick, let me say this. Next week, next Tuesday, I'm gonna have y'all twerking in y'all seats next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, I want all the BBW strippers to tune in because it's gonna be straight stripper mode, like. I want everybody twerking. The music is gonna be straight twerk. I want everybody twerking. I want callers calling in. I want y'all to tell me how y'all got in the industry, what influenced y'all. I want to see. I mean, if I got a live stream, y'all twerking. We're gonna do some twerk contests. We're gonna do something. But y'all need to come with it. We're gonna get it popping as we doing this live streaming and you know. Doing the radio. No, right now, since it's quarantine time, I'm operating my radio show from home. That's why you hear the baby screaming in the background. She probably threw something at her sister's head again. You know how that goes. Kids are always going to be loud because they ain't in school. You know, it's quarantine time. It is what it is. Go ahead, y'all.
Well, should I go? Hey, man, just want to say shout out to you and everything you got going on. You know, it's always good to see a woman, especially a black woman, you know, entrepreneurship, you know, and what you're doing is helping, you know, other women, you know, and helping empower other women, making them feel good about themselves, you know, and giving them an opportunity, giving them a platform, just like you said, you wanted that opportunity one day, and you got in position to give other women an opportunity and make them feel good about mm-hmm. themselves, make them feel sexy, you know what I mean? And just, you know, I think that's, you know, doing some good things, you know, so I just wanted to shout you out for that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Drizzo, what to tell the people, how can they reach you, and how can they hear your music, and how can they get into tuning into what Drizzo got going on?
No doubt, no doubt. I'm very active on Facebook. my Facebook is Rico P. Two Love, all together. You couldn't miss me. I'm a black, you know. I'm really black, so you can't really miss me. My music, as far as my music wise, I am on SoundCloud. My SoundCloud is Drizzo, Drizzo, Drizzo. Look, it's like an orange background. Look for a song called Sorry Can't Say. That's one of my hit songs. That's how you know that's me, because it's a bunch of other Drizzos that copy me, but hey, I'll let it slide. But yeah, you know, I do play the game, so I'm not going to, you know, hit me up on, you know, hit me up on Facebook if y'all want to add me, you know, all the boys out there, you know, and the girls that play, you know what I mean? I know there's women out there that play. Yeah, man, you know, my final thoughts, just shout out to the whole BBW movement as a whole. Shout out to Mimi's Plush. Shout out to Jay for giving me this opportunity to be on tonight. You know, Jay. What happened?
I said Tay.
Oh, Tay, yeah. I keep hearing Jay, I don't know why. But yeah, shout out to Tay, man, my fault. You know, shout out to everybody, you know, that's out there really doing something, you know. Instead of letting life beat y'all ass, you know, get up, whoop his ass, and keep it moving, and just trust in yourself, man. Go out there, do what you love to do, man. If you love painting, go out there and get some short studies, man. And go out there and, you know, talk to a local museum where you can post your stuff, man. You know, do something. If you love rapping, go out there and make sure you know upload consistently. Put yourself out there, man. Get on SoundCloud. There's a bunch of music groups out there that can help you get pushed. You know, if you play football, make sure you're doing good. Make sure you always eat healthy and stuff, man. There's stuff out there people can do, man. You know what I mean? If you're a singer, if you love to do makeup, go talk to some people out there, man. They're going to help you out. Always do something that's going to help move yourself, man. Don't sit here because of this corona and let yourselves get yourselves away like me. I've been sitting here eating number burgers and shit. But look, that's besides the point. That's besides the point. you know, don't let yourself get away, man. If you already had a dream that's unfolding, keep doing it. God gonna bless y'all, man. You know, if you're not religious, hey, keep doing it, man. You know, the blessings are here to come. All right. As far as that, you know, like I said, just thank y'all for the opportunity for me to be here tonight. It's your family. It's, you know, it's your favorite big black boy. You know, Drizzo. You know. That's all I gotta say, man. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
And you guys, please stay safe. Just because the government say you can go out there and they opening up the world, please keep your mask on, keep your hand sanitizer, like get a hold to your local schools. The local schools are, like today, for instance, my kids' school are giving out big old giant bottles of hand sanitizers, and they're giving out free food. And take advantage of all the free things in your community and the things that you got going on far as in corona-wise. If it's free, take it. You're never too proud because you never can need enough of anything. Like, I mean, right now there's work is scarce. There's no work right now. People are working from home. People are scared. And just because the world is opening up does not mean you could take your ass out there and go jogging next to somebody. Still practice the 6-foot rule, you guys. Don't be a sucker to freedom just because the freedom is there. Like, you have to be mindful that the virus is still killing people. Until they say the virus is gone and they got a cure and it's not no longer killing and taking out our people, then I would not be out there jogging next to somebody. Like, let me give you a prime example. Today, I had a doctor's appointment today. So I'm riding down the street, and I could have sworn I was at like an astral world or some type of amusement park. I look over to the right, because they said the parks opened up in Texas. So I look over to the right. It's packed. There was no grass in sight. I was talking about people literally came out their house across the street to have a picnic in the grass. They had a picnic in the grass. Every other person, there was not no 6-foot rule. Every other person didn't have a mask on their face. People were still trailing and jogging and coughing and sneezing. And I mean, I know damn well out of all them thousands of people out in that grass, somebody had corona. I'm sorry. I ain't taking that type of chances with my life. And I don't think y'all should either. I think if you gotta get up, if you gotta go outside, make sure you have your mask on. Make sure you practice the distancing. Make sure you have your gloves on. If not the gloves, have your hand sanitizer. All that stuff is really, really, really important, people, because you don't understand. The government is playing mind games and playing stuff with our minds. Like, we don't know when they're gonna ever get a cure for this shit. And they already got it, and they're just not giving it to us because they want a certain amount of people to die out first before they release the shit. Whatever the case may be, I don't want to be in the middle of that crossfire, and I know you guys don't either. So make sure you keep your family safe. Make sure you stay indoors. And if you got to go only out to get your food and your whatnots or whatever, then practice the distance. I mean, it's better safe than sorry, you guys. I enjoyed my time with you guys. I had a great time. We went over a lot of topics. I had some great co-hosts. Every week I will have different co-hosts or same co-hosts or anybody else that want to become a co-host, they can. Let me give you my contact information for, again, before I end this stream, because I'm already going a little 2 minutes over, but I started a little late. You can follow me on IG, and you can follow me on Facebook. Facebook, I probably cannot accept any more people because I've met my max, but you can always DM me, and that is the Mimi Plush CEO. And you can also inbox me on Instagram under Plush Beauty ENT 2020, like the year 2020. So it's just going to be the number 2020. And also you can follow my movement on IG. Everything that I post, everything I got going on, like, it's on there. It's on there. So.
Hey.
So, you guys, thank you for tuning in. If you are just now tuning in and you have missed this live stream, guess what? You didn't miss anything because it's pre-recorded, and I pre-recorded this whole stream. So all you have to do is click the link, and you can replay it once it's over with. So later on tonight, if I get bored, I might want to go back and listen to myself talk, listen to this old school music that was played tonight that I couldn't twerk off of, and I might want to laugh about the shit. Yeah. Either way it goes, you can go back and listen to it. So it's still going to be there. It's still going to be there, you guys. You didn't miss anything.
No, but I'm a baby.
You know, period. Thank y'all for joining in. It's your girl, Plush.
It's
I hit that high note. Let me do it again. Drizzle and Plush. Let me hit the high note one more time. Plush Beauty Entertainment. Yeah. Ooh. We gonna twerk it out. We gonna twerk it out.
Girl.
Bye.
Oh, girl. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. We'll see y'all next Tuesday, man. Like she said, if y'all missed it, guess what? Y'all didn't miss nothing because it's pre-recorded. Just click the link and you can hear everything that went down, including the Megan Without the Stallion music. Thank y'all. Have a great night. Stay safe, y'all boys, and ladies and gentlemen and women. All right.
Megan Without the Stallion.